just getting word now that my state is going to join the rest of you. Pretty reliable source that we're going to have a essential, non-essential explanation here. There will be an orderly shutdown in Michigan. We'll see how it comes together. Business groups working with Governor Gretchen Whitmer to shut the state down, much like Ohio and Illinois. We'll see where this goes. But as that's happening, other businesses continue to thrive. Those that work in heavy construction, as I keep telling you, jobs are open across Michigan. From here to Florida, jobs are opening. If you're building highways and bridges and infrastructure, large construction projects, you're away from everybody else. You're running your big piece of equipment oftentimes. Those jobs are going to thrive going forward. Gary Goldman here, nationally recognized host of Business, Politics, and Lifestyle in Boston. Gary, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you. Give me an on-the-ground feel for Boston before we get into the rest of it.
Well, the governor has not shut, you know, no mandatory shelter in place. He says he's not going to, as of over the weekend, early in the weekend, he said he's not going to follow the other states just to follow the leader. He's going to see where things take us. So, you know, that's only time will tell what's going to happen there. You know, things are so fluid and changing so quickly. But, you know, there is a lot of construction jobs in the city of Boston. The mayor ordered those shut down last week, period. End of conversation.
Nothing. Now, why is that? See, because here, you know, in Michigan and so forth, the jobs that can continue because you're not within 6 feet of other people. You're not in big groups. You know, these big construction projects, oftentimes you have guys running a big piece of equipment here and a woman big piece of equipment over there, and they're all spread out doing big work. Why would we stop doing that?
Yeah, you know, obviously that's the million-dollar question. The mayor in Boston, truthfully, I don't think he's a big fan of President Trump's. Anything the president says, he's contradicting all the time.
And that's fine, but, I mean, does he hate the people of Boston?
No, I don't know if he hates the people of Boston. I think he thinks in his mind he's protecting people by not having these workers even have to drive into the city or come within certain ranges. And I think the other feeling is there is so many things closed down that they don't have some of the access to, you know, certain services that.
Well, here's the question then, Gary.
Yep.
Is the cure worse than the disease?
Well, I think the cure is worse than the disease right now.
Destroying the American economy, when you put all of these businesses out of business and say, hey, we'll give you loans, and the Fed will give you $4 trillion in loans, I don't want a damn loan.
No, look at
I want to run my business and leave
business,
me alone.
I have a construction business as well, and we've been told, even though the state hasn't closed things down, we've been told not to come to certain sites and work, period. So that's very concerning.
So wait a second. Unofficially told not to come, or officially told not to come?
By the owners, by the property owners, the people that run the property.
Pressure.
On the site, yep.
Right, so your crew then, how many people you have working for you?
Oh, quite a few. They're not happy. It's becoming a bigger problem on a daily basis from that perspective.
It doesn't make any sense.
I think the cure is worse here. I think you have to look at the way South Korea handled it. A lot of people get mad when I say that to them, but you have to look at the way some areas, some countries have handled this, and they're moving right on. Isolate those that were susceptible to disease and keep the economy moving on. I know business owners that would rather take the risk, and they're healthy men and women, open their stores, do their work, do whatever they have to do to keep society, you know, keep things going for them and their employees, than let this thing fold in front of their eyes.
Well, that's right, and because what's happening now, most restaurants have a cash cushion, if you will. It's well less than 30 days. For many restaurants, it's 2 weeks. And so for many restaurants and places around this country already, they're already on the ropes. They run a very thin margin. Those restaurants aren't going to come back. The same is true of gyms, hair salons, all sorts of small businesses around this country that'll go bankrupt. And then, okay, so the virus is over, let's say by mid-July. Let's say we're in good shape by then. Those businesses are still gone. I mean, what do they? You want them to go beg for money from people to start back up and get a loan to do? And these are businesses that were market tested, successful businesses for decades, some of them, but they run on a thin margin. You can't just pull the plug and say, "Hey, it'll be all right." And then the gall of the Democrats yesterday, just along party lines, to shoot down this massive bailout bill put forth by Republicans in conjunction with Democrats, and to have them play politics, to me, is reprehensible.
Yeah, look, that I'm not surprised. If you look at this with the Democrats, they're basically behind the scenes in quote-unquote a war room with people trying to figure out how they can pick at the president policy on how he's handling this virus as he's trying to, you know, solve this for the country. So that doesn't surprise me. I think that obviously I think the Democrats are still going to pay a dear price come November when we go to the polls over this. They want to play politics.
Let me ask you this.
With everything.
Let me get you Gary Goldman here, nationally recognized host of Business Politics Lifestyle in Boston. He's on the radio there. Governor Cuomo, out there every day, level-headed, talking about Trump back and forth. He has completely outshadowed and overshadowed Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and all of this. I mean, Bernie Sanders' plan is to give every American $2,000 a month starting right now until it's all over. Random number, just every American gets $2,000. Every American doesn't need $2,000 a month. Every American's not out of work. It doesn't make sense. And then Chuck Schumer, let's immediately raise Social Security benefits to every American by $200 a month. Why? Did the price of being retired go up? Did the price of gas go up? No, it did. I mean, it just random ideas of let's throw cash at these people. Let's see if we can buy their votes. I mean, let's stop the silliness and the giveaways and focus on making sure we keep businesses operating. Let's make sure we keep people that have lost their jobs upright. That makes sense. But to just blanket give money to everybody, Gary, that's foolish, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we've seen that since the start of this election cycle. That mindset, Steve, if this crisis didn't change it, nothing will ever change it. These random numbers that they throw out to give to the American people, throw, you know, increase Social Security, that is not the issue. The issue is you have to keep the wheel of America going, and that's small business. If we allow small business to fail, this country is going to be spooked for quite some time. There's no doubt about it in my mind. We're going to have some serious problems.
Well, you have to wonder, what is the Democrat plan? Hey, give them more money from the government. Make sure they get an increase in Social Security for the next couple of years. You'll never take that back. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. You're never going to go, well, you can't have that $200 anymore. Let's give every American $2,000 a month. Great idea, Bernie. Where does that come from? And then say, well, we can't do that anymore. Oh, those Republicans are trying to steal from your family. I mean, I can see it's so predictable. It's so predictable. Let's give them money and then see if the Republicans can ever take it away. I mean, come on.
But they have not had a solution or a positive idea this whole election, you know, cycle through this.
That's
and
true.
Look who's sitting there as the leader of the Democratic Party, possibly the leader of the Democratic Party. Very scary scenario there.
Well, I hear Joe Biden is going to start holding daily press avails on the Wuhan virus, too. That should be really exciting and completely meaningless.
Yeah,
well, I would do this, and I would do that. Nobody cares what you would or wouldn't do. The president, like him or not, is the guy in charge right now. He's doing everything. And from what I see, General Motors, Ford, Tesla, all getting on to make respirators now.
Right.
And they're going to be ramping up quickly. So I'll give you the last word, Gary.
Yeah, look, I think we have to get this country back to work. I think, another week, maybe the first week of April, if we don't have commerce going again, there's going to be some very long-term ramifications, and it's going to be difficult to pull it out.
Agreed.
Businesses, even construction businesses like myself, you have budgets, you have dollars. If you're using that money to pay your overhead and bills that have to be paid and nothing's coming in, it's easy.
It's a
math.
Short road, Gary. That's what it
money,
is.
Period.
Short road. Gary Goldman from Boston. Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
It's the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.